Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness, a college education, a good job, a healthy family, respect for your neighbors, retirement, happiness. Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness.
Ignorance.
A college education.
Mental programming.
A good job.
Slavery.
A healthy family.
Corporate control.
Respect for your neighbors.
Governmental abuses.
Retirement.
Obey.
Happiness.
You are now listening to the world famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am.
Sofa King. No, not so fast.
So.
Loses meaning.
I am. Sofa King.
Retard. You say funny things.
You two can call me Papa Legba today.
My name.
I will do that.
You refer to me as Papa.
Papa of what?
Papa Legba.
Legba.
You apparently didn't study.
Mm-mm. Papa Legba?
Son of a bitch.
I studied.
I studied that whiskey in front of you.
Maybe. There's a little bit of whiskey in front of me today.
A little
bit.
And
the beer.
It always is.
That was a match made in heaven on the Centauri clank.
Mm-hmm. I was going to do it again.
You do it on
the next show.
Yeah, have to wait.
So I did. I asked you, Dave, if you got the Commander Anthology. I was excited about it for Magic. If you don't play Magic, you're a fucking nerd.
That's right. If you don't play Magic, you're a fucking nerd.
So I wanted to give. I was going to give Paladins Game Castle a shout out because they hooked me up. So go to their website, paladinsgamecastle.com, and buy nerd related items.
Yes.
Does Dave really not know what you're talking about? That Magic?
No, reference? I do. Now
he does now.
I do now.
Oh. He didn't know.
Yeah.
He didn't buy it, though.
I did not.
So, I don't know. You didn't buy it.
I definitely didn't fucking buy it.
You were spending all your money on booze. You got boozed up 2 days in a row last week. Yep. Opening a beer.
Yep. Yeah, we did. I do want to give a... thanks and a shout out to everyone who showed up at last week's Sofa King meetup.
My ass is still sore. It was and lube all over the couch. Yep, it was a wild party, man.
Yeah. And I would say sorry, but I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I wasn't able to make it. Your heart hurts a little bit.
No, not really. No, I was busy.
Yeah.
So my heart doesn't hurt.
It was fun.
I had things to do.
I don't leave the house at night or do things that are generally considered fun.
You're like the opposite of Batman.
Kind of.
I only go out at night.
Yeah. I wear my sunglasses at night.
I'm afraid of freaks.
Oh. That's what it comes down to. It's a good thing to be afraid of.
I'm afraid of freaks, especially stone cold freaks.
I went to LA and man, we saw some beat up prostitutes.
Really?
Did you go to LA the day of the visit?
No. You're off.
Hey, we know I'm off. I'm just trying to line shit up here.
Yeah.
I was insulted for a second.
Speaking of Brent being off, I do want to tell a story
off
that Brad is unaware of. So
I'm so scared right now.
It was magical. It was a magical moment. We met up, right? So the computer shop is across the street from Sandrini's, the bar where we started the meetup. So we were going to meet up, go down there, meet with everybody, have a beer.
And this was a fan meetup.
So the people
who weren't here know.
Yeah. It was a fan meetup. And then later on, we came back here and went and came down to the studio. There was like a Facebook Live and people partook in the whiskey wall, et cetera. But as we walk out the front door of the computer shop to go across the Sandrini's, Brent, honest to God, Brent stops me, like physically puts his hand in front of me, pointing up the street, and he says, "Look at that." And I look at an empty street. There's nothing to look at. And I'm like, "What? Look at what?" And he says, "Look at that pigeon."
Mm-hmm.
And he's fucking dead serious. And I look around and there's a pigeon in the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
And
she was beautiful. For that.
He's like, look at that pigeon. And I'm like, I'm looking at the pigeon. He was like, that's like a beautiful specimen of a pigeon. And I was like, okay. He's like, no, look, it's got like emerald wings and like, and it's just standing there. Like, what's it doing?
It was,
I
was like it's a picturesque pigeon.
Yeah. Those are the, like, those are the males.
Like, it was TV pigeon.
Those it's eating shit out of the gutter. Mm-hmm. Like how majestic.
How you be little.
But it was eating shit out of the gutter. Like it wasn't yeah. shit. It was eating something.
It was a bum
in the gutter.
Yeah.
And
it was
he was like,
God's work.
He was
all like, our gutters would be messy.
He's like, why is it just standing there? It's like a sign. And I was like, it's standing there because it's eating shit out of the gutter.
Let me ask. Hold on. What was it a sign for?
Because our meetup was happening. And it was like by itself.
There's always pigeons around.
No, not by themselves like this. There was no pigeons to be seen anywhere. This was a lone pigeon. And it was like... It was like if you could make a TV pigeon, you know. Yeah. It was like the hamburgers on the menu at the store. They don't ever really look mm-hmm. like that. They're no, usually they just don't. Shit gray birds. This one was like a TV pigeon, and it was just sitting there waiting for the meetup.
Interesting.
It was a sign.
And then
I'm not familiar with TV pigeons either.
But it culminates with him saying, as we're still standing, he hasn't allowed us to start walking yet, and he says, "You don't think that's weird?" And I said, "Yes, I fucking think this is weird."
But for a different reason.
And then it broke the spell, and we were able, but I just wanted to let everyone know that his pigeon game is on point. Like, and I will admit, it was a good looking pigeon. It was a fine specimen of a pigeon.
Goddamn right it was.
But there is not a world in which I would have walked outside and in my periphery vision seen that pigeon and had to point it out to the person I was walking with.
I'm the pigeon father. Yeah. I don't have to tell you. See it, man.
So it's
you're just it,
the struggle is real.
Obsessive compulsive. That's all.
You'll notice it now if I we keep did, pointing it out.
We did a show about Tesla, and it's over. You mentioned one thing, it's over.
You know what I like to do to people? I talk about manhole covers, and then I mention Ninja Turtles over and over and over until I program that every time you see a manhole cover, you think about Ninja Turtles, and then it'll happen. Like right now, you're fucked. Ninja Turtle manhole cover. Every time you see a manhole cover from here on out.
Well, for right now, and then in about 10 minutes, we'll forget you said that.
Nope.
it's in there, dude. No. It's stored in long-term memory because we made such a point out of it.
No.
Yeah. Ninja Turtle manhole cover.
It doesn't matter.
It's going
to
happen.
If it was relevant to anything.
Someone's posting a picture of a manhole cover.
Probably because they're idiots.
I got.
It doesn't matter.
I got some of them. A percentage of the population is programmed.
So, we're drinking this whiskey.
Yes.
This is from Antonio Banderas. What's his name?
Anthony Papalia.
Anthony Papua.
And I know we're going to say it wrong. Lagavulin. Mm-hmm. And again, it's an Isle single malt scotch. 16 Smoky. Year. Product of Scotland. 16.
This is, thank you, Anthony, because I can just tell that wasn't cheap. Ooh.
That's good.
That's
really spicy. Right there at the end.
Damn, that's really good.
That smoke, it's really smoky, but like the smoke is perfectly mixed with everything else. Like the smoke doesn't overwhelm it. The smoke is like a necessary component.
I was going to say that it's not too much smoke. It's not too little smoke. It's just about perfect.
I like that. So it's not too soft.
It's not too hard. It's perfect.
Just right.
I mean, if I was Goldilocks and this was my porridge, that's the one I'm going to eat.
I want to point out his whiskey game is on point. But his gift box, I don't think I should have brought it. Should have brought it down here. We should have went with it together. What was it? Maybe we'll do it on the next show anyway. It was weird fucking shit. It was like a colored dollar bill, some old USB charging tips from some fucking thing he used to have, one collectible coin like snapped into a case. A pencil that was made out of a stick, a highlighter.
Most pencils are made out of sticks.
No. You don't understand. This is like a twig
pencil.
This should look like you saw in the flower bed, you walk past it.
So,
but you could write with it.
Is he handicapped?
There was some shit. It was some weird shit in this box. I'm going to say that. It probably seemed really funny because he probably has a bottle just like this and he was halfway through it when he was filling that box.
He just bought it.
He was halfway through it
after just buying it. Yeah.
That or a joint because.
Yeah,
that's a weird box. Maybe I'll remember to grab it on the break.
It looks like a what are those fucking?
He drew a picture. He like drew a picture with his left hand.
It's like a geocache box. Like the people
it
just
was.
Left
it
shit
was
in.
Shit like that. It was shit like a geocache box. There was a handkerchief wrapped around like a nicely folded piece of paper. So I thought something was in there. So I like unwrapped the handkerchief, and then when I realized it was just a handkerchief, I was kind of grossed out. I was like, ah. What is this? This is fabric. It feels nut dirty. Rag. It's gross. Yeah, this is, I could clean up with this thing.
I'd have been grossed out before.
You could clean up with the nut rag?
I would have been grossed out before I unwrapped it because what is in the, Like generally the thing waiting inside of a handkerchief is not pleasant.
Yeah, yeah.
Like handkerchiefs are not used to pick up like diamonds. Yeah. Like they're not used. No. Like you don't open it to like find felt. A beautiful flower. Like you open it to find human
snot.
Waste.
Yes.
Or,
not.
A finger. Or a finger. Yeah. You would, that would be a handy thing to wrap a finger in.
Yeah.
That was a pun. We're going to get a finger now. I'm fucking sure of it. Even a fake one would be kind of scary.
I can get you a toe, dude.
But thank you, Anthony. Your box was weird. Your whiskey's pleasant.
It was on point. Thank you.
Antonio Banderas. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We have a Tecco winner. Yes. So I posted something up for Tecco. Everybody posted food. But one man, I'm going to try to say his name, Rai Amick. We don't know why he has syringes and needles and the fucking legit like rig for his arm, dude. Like that's the real, that's like a strap.
He's got a problem.
He pulled his heroin kit out and swapped it out for Tecco. So we're going to let him win just because he might not be around that much longer.
He could be a phlebotomist.
Oh, maybe. You don't take that shit home with you. You don't have like your own kit, like a chef's knife kit.
Yeah, of course it work.
Huh? Say that again?
He could be doing it at work.
That's not at work. He's not wearing that shirt at work. Anyways, he won the hot sack. Thanks for posting. I'm really uncomfortable with where you got that rig, though.
I think his last name is pronounced Amick, probably, though.
Amick? He doesn't look like Amick.
That doesn't matter. Are you profiling him right now?
I am a little bit.
God damn it.
His hat's way different.
His first name's Rye, and you're going to say he doesn't look like Amick.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Look at him. That doesn't look...
It could possibly be on. He owns a turban.
He doesn't own any magic carpets or vast oil fields.
But he does own a 7-Eleven
and a dapper ass fucking tuxedo, basically. Or are you like cyber stalking him? What are you doing?
Maybe a little bit. I'm going
through his Facebook page.
He's on a tractor and shit. What's going on there? And Amick doesn't do that. That's
you never know. He could be Amish.
He plays banjo.
He could be Amish. No. He could be Amish.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll settle for Amish.
Yeah. See.
Yeah. The repression caused the heroin addiction. Right, what happened?
That was just he's on his what is it, the where they go out and get to do whatever they want for like a year, their sabbatical
twirly gig.
Twirly gig?
They call it a twirly gig. Yeah.
I don't think so. It starts with an R. I can't think of it though.
A sabbatical.
A roustabout. I'll call it a sabbatical.
Roustabout.
How about we talk about voodoo?
Voodoo.
I'll look up what the Amish people do when they turn 15.
So we've had a lot of people express an interest in voodoo.
Yeah.
I learned quite a bit. Like researching it, I didn't know quite as much. I knew a decent amount about voodoo, but I think I do what a lot of people do with voodoo, which is you kind of...
What do you do?
What you do is you think it's like all crazy, like...
Black magic?
Black magic, mystical, we're killing people. Yeah. Like there's like a really bad stigma that's associated with voodoo.
That's really my picture of it. I thought about that old Chevy Chase movie where the lady puts the white stuff around the bed and he snorts it up.
Modern problem.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
I think it's cooler that way. Like after I read up on it, I'm like, it's not as cool. Like definitely. Because... I was surprised to learn it is a actual recognized religion.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the Runspringa is that fucking shit the Amish people do. I'm probably saying that wrong.
Runspringa?
Yeah, R-U-N.
My favorite rapper.
Spring-A, Runspringa. He's an Amish rapper too. Mm-hmm. Has to be.
Yeah. But no, the voodoo, like it's one, like voodoo and Christianity are the two officially recognized religions in Haiti. Like it's like fully, like it's, you know, but I think in the U.S., it's always kind of, it feels like an underground thing, and it always has because of the nature of where it came from and the history of it. It was an underground kind of a thing.
Yeah. Because they were supposed to be converted to like Christianity or Catholicism. I actually read something that there was like this, when they came across, like when they brought slaves across, they were like, they needed to be converted to Christianity within 8 days of arrival. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That was in Haiti. That was a lot.
Catch on fire.
It's not like haircut and pants. I can understand when they're like, oh, let's cut their hair and we'll put them in regular pants and a shirt. But you have 8 days to convert them? Like, how so? How do you know they're converted? Like, he's totally holding a Bible right now.
He's good.
He's done. He's check, good. Converted. T-shirt, Bible.
Like, give us free. He's good. We're all good to go.
I can tell that guy loves Jesus from over here, man.
It was like different areas in Africa, Dahomey, the Congo, Yoruba, different Jamaica. Ethnic groups that were enslaved and brought to Haiti had these particular religious beliefs. And what you see in various states, because there's sort of three main branches of voodoo. One is African voodoo, one is Haitian voodoo, and one is Louisiana or New Orleans voodoo. And they have sort of different amounts of Christianity merged in with them based on where they were.
I think it's kind of cool that the snake is one of their gods, you know, their spirits mm-hmm. that they follow, and it represents wisdom and all that stuff. And Christianity, which is the exact opposite,
right.
The snake is the devil,
right?
You know, which, you know, so they got offered up temptation, you
right?
know?
And the merger of that is because of the repression of it. Like, they had to impose the voodoo religion onto Catholicism, and they actually associate certain gods with specific saints. Like, they attached them to
right,
that
the different,
to try to hide it, and then it ended up merging,
right.
And then they see no conflict, and a lot of them practice it
together. It's a very free-range religion.
And it was kind of one of the ways that they were able to, quote-unquote, convert so many of the slaves in Haiti, as I think because they could show them, like, look, your gods we still worship here. It's just that we call this one this and we call this one this. And
that's why
sort of had different names.
That's why Christianity spread so much, though, over the years, is because they were able to take other people's, we talked about this on the Viking episode, mm-hmm. they were able to take other religions and kind of be like, oh, solstice? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's part
a bunch of pagan
that's part
shit.
Of, yeah, that's part of.
On Halloween,
of
this, they did that. They're like, oh, it's just one day different. Like,
So I think it's they did the same thing here when it became an issue for religion as far as bringing over slaves and people who were practicing voodown however you say it.
I also saw a lot of aspects of like the televangelism thing. Did mm-hmm. you see where they were like charging families like 5 years income? There was a situation where some girl had something wrong with her health wise and her mom had to pay for a ceremony and it was going to cost 200 whatever. But she only made like 15 pence a day, whatever that is. It's like pirate money. She gathered
and
fire.
This is the voodoo. This
yeah.
Is the voodoo
like she had
priests.
To gather firewood and she made 15 pence a month mm-hmm. gathering firewood. So it would take her 5 years to pay the fee for the ceremony. Mm-hmm. And they were talking to the voodoo priest and he was like, what can I do? There's nothing I can do. We need the materials. We need the expensive ceremony items, which was like gin and a chicken that they're just going to dump on the ground and bleed the chicken out and fucking waste it to the god so that her daughter won't get any better for whatever the fuck ailment it has. Meanwhile, the daughter is dead, no longer has a name, like in theory, like in the church, they keep her in the place mm-hmm. and she can't talk to her mom. She can't communicate with her mom. She has to like walk with her head down and her arms crossed and she has no name on earth until she's reborn in the ceremony when her mom can pay the bill.
So they say
a girl has no name.
A girl does have no name.
What era was this? Like, is this...
Now you're digging too deep.
Yeah, you went so Game of Thrones far that I haven't lost it. It's been a while.
I mean, is it like modern day?
What era? I thought you said Arrow. That was really recent.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah. I could tell that the camera was HD that was filming the guy.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah. I also saw...
He recognized the chicken.
Yeah, yeah. And during the ceremonies, I don't know any chickens. I eat chickens. So it's different. During the ceremony, they were talking to... They were talking about how the priests, like, they could get good fortune, but if things went bad, the priest or the priestess can take away luck from the person. And one of the offenses was if one of the priest or priestess asked for a drink of champagne and was denied by one of the participants, then they could lose their luck and good fortune. And I was like, that is some fucking evangelistic shit right
Damn.
There. Because they're like, oh, serve me. You know what I mean? And they claim to not be... They're possessed.
They claim to not be powerful.
It's not them. Yeah. They're like, what does it feel like when you're possessed? I wouldn't know because it's not me. Like, they have this like...
Was this in Africa? Was this in Haiti? Was this...
That, I think, was Haiti.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which has become the modern day epicenter for voodoo, pretty much. I mean,
yeah, it's one of the largest. Yeah, it's one of
it's
the
like
largest.
50% of the population openly believes in and practices voodoo.
Right.
Like during that earthquake, they fucking like got pissed at like voodoo priests and went crazy. And there was a breakout of cholera in 2010, and they actually lynched the priests and said that it was their fucking fault.
We need to do more of that in the States.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, sounds I'm fucking down with that shit.
We kill a ton of chickens. We should be straight, right? That's probably why we don't have the Haiti earthquake. Yeah. We have super chicken farms and shit.
But so one of the things, like,
it's ironic, though, that Hurricane Katrina hit, like, New Orleans, you know, where the voodoo true. Is. See? So, right, yeah.
Right. And AIDS hit Africa.
Challenge
those guys too.
Yeah.
So the
shit's rough for voodoo.
It is. The core Because I really did at the heart of it, I think that's what I learned the most doing the research is I really didn't know what they believe. Like I didn't know what they believed in, what they were worshiping, what they were calling on. And
it's pretty open too.
It's like pretty
they
open.
Can,
it's,
they
it's,
can decide yeah, yeah, to yeah. like be like, oh no, I wanna adopt this or
and
do
it,
this.
And
or
it
that.
Varies by region. Again, yeah. I think that's where the big yeah. distinction is between those three types. And there are other types as well, but those are the three main types. But the core belief that I saw among all of them is that the people who practice voodoo believe that there's a visible world and an invisible world, and that the worlds are intertwined. Yeah. Death is a transition into the invisible world, so our ancestors and our relatives are still with us in spirit. And part of it is that the especially the ones that became more Christianized, they believe in a singular God, mm-hmm. but they believe that God cannot be reached. Like you can't pray to God. God's mm-hmm. not listening. He doesn't give a fuck.
Makes sense.
But the spirits, which is a class that he created aside from angels, do listen and do impart
it's
things.
It's kind of like the Christianity's Jesus thing. I likened it to that because it was like they don't. No one prays to God. They usually like.
They pray to God.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm not. But yeah. there is like this intermediary, you know what I mean? That's what
yeah,
I think, though,
especially for Catholicism, it's like there's like the three parts and all that strangeness.
It's confusing.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, yeah, the Trinity.
What's yep. going on?
They're all the same.
As far as them dying and passing to the afterlife, I saw that it said that a person's spirit leaves the body but is trapped in water over mountains or in grottos mm-hmm. or any other place that you can call out and it echoes. Mm. I was like, that's fucking like a very weird.
A hallway?
Yeah, public restrooms, I thought about. You
public
know,
restrooms.
Water and yeah, echoes.
Stadiums.
And that's kind of weird because so the soul will stay on like that for everyone. It's not like a like, oh, if you were good or you were bad.
Right.
And it goes for a year and a day.
Right.
So the soul is trapped in these places for a year and a day. And then a year and a day after that person's death, they have a ceremony which ends up letting them pass to the beyond, and they're no longer stuck.
If you practice voodoo and you die choking on a chicken nugget at McDonald's, you're fucking in the public restroom for like
that's right. echoing for yeah, a year and a day. Yeah.
But yeah, I think a lot of times when you see ghosts, they're like in a hallway.
And the thing is, if you're like a fucking scam Haitian, like voodoo priest holding out fucking people for money, and you honestly have a group of people who believe this, it's like, fuck, your dad's soul is going to be stuck in that fucking grotto. Unless you do this year and a day ceremony. Right. And you know how long you have to save up for it? I know exactly how long you have to save up
year
for
and
it.
A day.
A fucking year and a day.
Yeah. And that's like, what the priest said. Like
fucking
there the reporter go. Was asking the priest, he was like, don't you think it's unreasonable to ask, you know, for like the 5 years of wages? That's an expensive amount. And he was just like, these people know that they need to do these ceremonies. They should be saving up for it. I was like, fuck.
Their whole life. Yeah.
That's firewood, crazy. Like you can't, what are you gonna do? You gotta live.
What happens if you don't?
Your fucking kid lives inside that little fucking monastery thing.
Yeah,
I mean, and you don't get to talk to him anymore. You have to give your kid over and make him work there. There are some of the people that were going on their own behalf. It's very
No. He's talking about death. You're talking about the healing ceremony.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the ceremonies at all. There's a ceremony to release you from your year and a day versus a ceremony to get over your fucking cold, which brought me to think, like, how did these even come to pass? Like, how did they figure out if you kill a chicken that it was going to be something like, did they have a cold one day and they're going to make chicken soup and they got confused about whether the fucking healing powers of chicken soup versus the fact that they killed a chicken. And they're like, let's just do that again. And he's like, no, it's killing the chicken, dude. He's like, it's the soup, bro. It's the soup. He's like, I think it's killing the chicken.
I think it's
no one will know. Cause if we kill that chicken, we're not wasting it. We're going to make chicken
soup. I think
soup.
They do know because the Campbell's family actually they practice voodoo.
Yeah, they do.
So when you're eating a can of Campbell's,
you're supporting
healing your cold. Yeah.
They sacrifice the tomatoes too for the tomato soup.
They sacrifice
the whole thing.
Tomatoes scream, bro. They figured that out.
Yeah.
They kill the dumplings too.
They have to
cook the dumplings live.
Yeah.
Like they put the dumplings in the
boiling
water.
There's recordings of them screaming.
Yeah. It's fucking horrible. Yeah.
You guys ever make dumplings with flour tortillas?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. It works good. My grandma used to do that.
So speaking of souls.
And then she died. It was probably the dumplings.
Speaking
of the connection there.
Speaking of things Dave can't eat.
Yeah.
So the thing about the other thing, like talking about the souls in the afterlife, the other weird thing, I guess I take it back. It's not a weird thing. It's no weirder than any other fucking religion.
No.
But the belief in the soul, like they have, like the soul
of the
did you guys
shoe.
See this? Like the soul has two parts to it.
Yeah. That was interesting to me, because even though it might be an absurd like connection, they still were contemplating and questioning things like what makes you breathe, what makes your blood flow.
Right.
And so, that's the explanations.
And that, so there's two parts to the soul. One is the Gross Bon Ange, which is the big good angel, and it controls your metabolic functions, keeps your body going, your heart pump, all that
stuff. It's like
stuff
your subconscious.
It's the biological
functions. Yeah, it's the biological functions of what you are. And then the T-Bon Ange, which is the little good angel, is what your personality, character, and willpower come from.
Hmm. I think they had Ben Stiller name their gods. But schools for kids who can't read good.
The thing is, the little good angel part of your spirit. Yeah, I know. The little good angel.
Oh, there's a.
It sounds better in Haitian. Probably.
Translations are always bad.
Yeah. The little good angel isn't necessary to keep you alive.
Right.
Which is part of the idea of possession when you become possessed by a spirit, or even part of the idea of the fact that you can become a voodoo zombie and like your soul leaves your body. It's because the voodoo priest has taken over or destroyed or replaced your little good angel, but your big good angel is still in the body, making the body stay alive.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah. So that's a part. And again, I look at it and I'm like, I don't
right
know
near
that
the
that's
beach.
Anymore.
That's where my soul's kept, right near the beach. Yeah, I'm on.
I'm not even going to try that.
You have to have a good Jamaican.
I do not.
Really?
I do not.
You're Steven, I forgot you're my Steven name Tyler already. I just point. Watched the Cool Runnings, man. They went down the slope and they come around. The six black guys hit bobble their heads.
Yeah, I have to admit I was surprised by my Steven Tyler.
It was fucking spontaneous and beautiful.
Yeah, the Steven Tyler was pretty good, man, right on the spot.
That's not good. No. It's better than your Beavis and Butthead, though.
Oh, God, don't even mention it.
You guys said it was good.
It was fucking fantastic.
It was good.
So
that was my Butthead Napoleon, I guess.
It was
Napoleon Butthead, whatever.
So yeah, I think out of all of them, in the States, the Louisiana voodoo is what we would see the most often. And it really is a big prominent part of Louisiana culture. I mean, it's right there on the Gulf Coast, obviously. I'm sure it's the same in parts of Florida, et cetera, like right there on the Gulf Coast near the Caribbean.
And that's the traditional spelling too. Like the Haitian and African voodoo, like disassociate themselves. They want to make sure that the spelling is different because they don't even want it to be confused with like the Louisiana voodoo, because they have like scam games called hoodoo. Like they're fucking with people and winning.
They're
money.
Like, who do that?
Yeah. Yeah. But everything, like most of the, like the voodoo practitioners of the other styles, I guess, you know, they'll look at the idea of like selling voodoo dolls. Like it's just like, they don't do it. Like it's not really a thing.
Yeah.
Selling a gree-gree, which is a charm that you would wear. Like you don't fucking mass produce them and sell them
That's
to tourists.
Sacred, right?
Like you would make that thing for an individual.
I read in Africa too, like the term voodoo refers to themselves. Like that we are voodoo.
It's a weird term. And there's voodoo, a million different spellings and pronunciations based on the regions. Some people say that it's like actually the name of a god itself.
Well, from what I read, voodoo just meant spirit. So like when they say we are voodoo, it's like they're the spirit.
There was bunch of definitions. There was tying the spirit to a tangible item. There was voodoo referring to themselves who practiced that. And then there was voodoo as a generic overlying term that encompassed everything having to do with religion, which was more than the United States version.
And I think too, though, it's because that it's so kind of up to interpretation.
Right.
Like they leave it open.
Right.
That you're kind of, you can give it whatever term you want. Well, and then as long as if you have followers and it's been around, then it's going to stick. You know?
And it's one of the things that's kind of cool about the religion is it's like unlike most big world religions, there's not a fucking central office. Mm-hmm. Like there isn't the main voodoo church that makes all these dictates and interprets these books
and is a 501c3.
Right. No, it's like it's just some fucking lady in this village does the voodoo for that village, and some dude in this town does it for this neighborhood. And it's like this very individualized, privatized kind of thing. And I read that a lot of the different voodoo priests, the voodoo queens, et cetera, don't necessarily necessarily, and maybe this is a Louisiana thing, but a lot of them didn't necessarily do it for money. Like in the South, where there was a lot of slavery and it was a sort of a secret thing, right? You wouldn't do the voodoo dances. You wouldn't do all that stuff around the white people because they would say that's not Christian and you're worshiping mm-hmm. the devil and whatever. So it was a secret thing. Like this was part of their religion just as much as Christianity was, but they couldn't show it to the white man for fear of persecution. So it's one of the reasons in the United States, I think to this day, it still has a weird underground stigma. We don't really know what it is. It's kind of kept from the public eye. That's very much part of it in the States, but I know that's not the case in Africa and that's not the case in Haiti.
There was also a lot of like government, religious, and even Hollywood like propaganda against voodoo at one point because the uprising thing at some point in our notes here, we'll get to it. The U.S. got worried about the power that voodoo could incite into like the black community
right.
and amongst slaves. When they saw the uprising in Europe, they thought, damn, that could happen here. And so they started to put out propaganda, and Hollywood made silly videos of like people, you know, dancing around all fucking crazy. It was kind of like the what's the movie about weed?
Reefer Madness.
Yeah, Reefer Madness. Yeah. It was like voodoo madness. They made like stupid movies and things to try to kind of belittle and kind of make voodoo comical yeah. to make it taken less seriously because they were trying to like counter the power of voodoo, if you will.
Well, and they try to make it look bad, and they still, you know, it still looks like we talked about looking dark, like dark magic. Well,
you know, the thing is,
you know?
Like, man, like when I was watching those videos, like, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in voodoo, honestly. Like, I was looking at this stuff and I was like, this is just ridiculous silliness. But when those people go into those fucking trances, it's like the emotions of their body is not natural. Like to even try to have someone fake it, like when you have some fucking charlatan crazy person that's just doing some shit to put on a show and get attention or try to fool over and make money, their shit's kind of crazy, man. I mean, they're black. They could dance, so they got moves. They got moves I don't. But like,
they just fooled you.
It right. looked like they're yeah. breaking their fucking back, just like the way they're moving.
That's why they call it breakdancing.
The crazy inebriated look in their eye, like they don't look like they're there.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Their eyes are glossed over. When you look at a voodoo ceremony, like a big thing like that, like there are multiple things that converge that get people whipped up into this, right? So the first thing
get
is
get them whipped up into a frenzy.
Oh, they get whipped up.
Well, I was gonna say before you say that, have you ever seen somebody go into speaking tongues like in a church?
Same thing.
On TV I've seen it.
It's kind of the same thing. Yeah, like I've seen it live, you know, with
maybe it's almost like a hypnotic psychological factor where you fucking put yourself in.
Well, no, that's part of it. So
if you've ever been spiritual, sorry, I know you're trying to get into your thing, but if you've ever been spiritual, like, and you or anything, like when you get super excited, like something takes you over. You know what I mean?
Like when I get hard, I get pissed.
Yeah.
It might be like that.
And you can't stop it and you don't even know what happens.
Right. It might be similar to that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's very similar.
Right. But I mean, and that's the spiritual thing. So, I mean, A, you have that group mind, right? You're like giving in to the rapture that everybody in your group has. B, you've got crazy ass fucking music playing and everybody's dancing, right? And dance is part of it. Like the spirits want dance and happiness and so on to be welcomed into the physical world. But you've also got a couple of other factors. You've got drugs and alcohol. There is rum involved. There are mind-influencing drugs that in some of the ceremonies are being passed around and being taken by people.
That I didn't see, but I did see, which was kind of crazy. I watched a documentary with one of the women, and it was in Louisiana. She drank a whole fucking bottle of rum, mm-hmm. but she said when she's possessed by the spirit of whatever its name was, that she didn't drink the rum. They did. She drank a fucking bottle of rum. I don't care how cool you are. You're going to fucking be drunk. And like, she was done with the trance and it was over and she seemed tired, but she was not fucking
well, but
drunk.
At the same time though, if your voodoo priest thing. Gave you the booze, it could be like a fucking quarter bottle of rum and then some fucking water and
Aquafina.
You were like, right. But Nestle. I mean, and that's the other part of it is that
you stay
definitely
hydrated.
Nestle water. Nestle, we know where they're at.
Since they're, it's always a smaller community. It's your neighborhood. It's your village. It's your whatever. So
it's your dog.
So the voodoo priest like knows you and they know how to whip you up and how to get you like they know your psychology. They know exactly how to get to you. So you've got group psychology. You've got individual psychology. You've got the music. You've got rum. You've got potentially drugs involved.
And your own psyche.
And your
too.
Own belief.
Yeah,
like
your own psyche.
Your own psyche. You believe in all this stuff. And I mean, it's like look at any televangelist. And when they walk up and they're like, and you're healed. And you see these people, their eyes roll back in their head and they collapse on the ground because they're full of belief at the moment. Yeah. And the same thing, the voodoo priest is good at drumming up that kind of fervor, you know.
Even the ether stink palms poof right in their face. Yeah. He has a Spider-Man thing in his wrist.
He holds
his hand up and sprays him right in the face. Like, wait a minute. Their glasses are all fucked up. What was that?
Punches him with the Hulk hand. I'm the Hulk. Like, what's it? This, we should all roll into like one of those evangelistic, like the healing sessions, you know, and in wheelchairs and have them try and make us walk. And we just fall out of the wheelchairs and shit.
And get worse.
Fucking, oh, fuck.
Just start jerking off on stage.
I can feel my legs. That. Yeah, I can feel my legs, but they hurt now. Oh, like, start freaking out.
You healed me. I was impotent. Look how hard I am right now. I used to have ED.
Yeah, you need some gel? Some gel for you?
Gel? What the fuck are you jerking off with over there?
Sperm? It hardens.
Gel? What's gel, though?
It was like
Oh, do you need some gel? It's something about Mary. I see what's going on there.
Yeah.
You're going to put it in his hair. All right.
Yeah.
I saved
got mine. It. I wasn't even thinking that, but yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. What you said.
Yeah. What you said.
Save mine in a jar. So I would never waste it like that.
Yeah. Some women like to drink it. Ugh. Keep it in the fridge.
That's even grossing me out, sir.
I don't even want to go there. So
a little spooge on the hamburger so they can eat it.
So part
why
a little sauerkraut on the hot dog, if you know what I mean.
Shock jock, you don't have to push the line that far, man. You're making me uncomfortable.
So
it's true. True story.
One of the things that they worship and one of the things that they try to contact, like I mentioned, like the spirits they try to get, and you see different terms. Some people like call it an Iowa. A lot of people called it a Loa, L-O-A, but it's the name of the actual spirits that they're trying to contact and the name of the spirits that will possess people, the name, like they invoke them. And I saw a BuzzFeed did a video that was kind of interesting. They've got these two guys on BuzzFeed that go to like supernatural things and try to experience them. And they're usually not that great, the videos, but this one was kind of cool. They go to New Orleans and they go to one of the most prominent current voodoo priestesses. And she takes them to this building that's like this like main like area in New Orleans that was like a voodoo temple and all this stuff. And like you see her invoke the spirits and draw these things on the ground and you kind of see what she's doing and so forth. But they talk about this, the idea of the Loa, and there's different names. They call them Mistays and different. There's a fucking ton of names, and I'm sure we're pronouncing all of them wrong. But so some of them, like a lot of them are like, it's not like some, oh, there's a generic spirit. Like this is the guy you call on. And this is why some of them are associated with certain saints, because everyone calls on these same spirits. So Papa Legba, which is the guardian of the crossroads. Urzuli Freda is the spirit of love. Simbi is the spirit of rain and magicians. Yeah. Cousin Zaka is the spirit of agriculture. The Marasa is the name of divine twins that were the first children of Bondi, which means good God, which is what the
Marasa came from.
I think so. Yeah.
Kid Frost.
But then they also have families, like the Loa have families, so they'll have names. So like any of them that have Azili is from the family. So Azili Danto and Azili Freda are two spirits from that family, and they each represent things. So yes, they might call on like your grandparents or your mother or someone that you know or someone from the village or a previous priest, but they also have these fixed figures that everyone knows. And a voodoo priest will invoke these particular people. And again, the more Christianized your version of voodoo, the more you're going to be like, oh, that guy's kind of like fucking St. Josephat, and this guy's like the other guy, and so forth.
St. Josephat.
The other guy.
Is there a St. Josephat?
Yeah. I don't know.
Fucking dope.
I think it's St. Joseph.
I know. I was looking at when you're listening to those gods, like the god of agriculture, and then there's like the god of twins. I was like, do they have all their bases covered? I was trying to come up with scenarios that who's in charge of this? Like, who's taking care of the volcanoes over here?
Yeah.
Fall under agriculture.
Who's the god of metal?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm sure there is one. I'm sure there's a fucking thousand spirits. Yeah.
Who is like, the god of weather?
And this one does
what about
that.
Water?
If you ask a question they don't know, they just roll their eyes back in their head and start singing and shit.
Bend over backwards.
Start screaming and drinking rum and run away.
Fuck this.
Just say some shit in bad French.
Quick, somebody kill a chicken. This is awkward.
What's the name of the one with that metal? La Etoile.
Oh, dude, I watched a video and the priest was eating coagulated fucking goat's blood. He was just pulling out these chunks and putting it in his mouth. That's part of the reason I had so much trouble researching, because when I was trying to watch some of the documentary stuff, it was a lot of blood, dude, and I don't like gore. And they were just fucking draining chickens on their face and just pulling out livers, and yeah, it was not vegan friendly for fucking sure.
It's not a very vegan religion.
Do you have any vegan people like in the voodoo religion? Apparently not.
Probably not.
They sacrifice tofu and shit. That's not food coloring. They get Morningstar Farms blood.
I sacrifice jelly filled donuts that I
sacrifice this tofu for blood. Papa Legba. Yeah, I don't know if that's going down. Yeah.
Taking this corn down.
Don't look at me. He said he's taking the corn down over there. That was on that side of the table, sir.
Taking the corn down for the vegans, for the vegan voodoo. That's all. Dave got mad. Yeah, taking it down.
Yeah. From where?
I don't know.
Don't dig into this. Keep moving.
I was just going whatever came off the top of my head.
Okay.
Sorry, it wasn't very good. Don't fucking dig in deeper.
Yeah. Like, move on.
When I say go with it sometimes, Dave, it doesn't mean all the time.
Yeah. Just go with it. That's just in the bedroom. When Brad says just go with it in the bedroom, you keep going.
Yeah, right. You keep going.
Just let it happen.
Yeah. So what? It's
no words. No words.
Don't look me in the eye.
Yeah. God, things are getting really gay right
now. Okay, now look me in the eye.
Yeah.
Definitely look me in the eye.
Right now. I'm in. Look me in the eye.
Oh, man.
Shit got weird.
So in the States, it's kind of hard to have a discussion about voodoo without talking about Madame Laveau, Marie Catherine Laveau, who was like the voodoo queen of New Orleans. She was born in 1801. She died in 1881, and she actually died on June 15th. So it's kind of coming up on in a couple of days from when this episode drops. Although 100-something years ago.
Yes.
Right.
That confused me for a second.
Yes. So she was the main Louisiana Creole. And there were voodoo queens all throughout Louisiana. And the thing is, like, if you were on a plantation, because keep in mind, she was free and in Louisiana, but slavery was everywhere around there. And if there was a large plantation, there would be a voodoo queen who was like the matriarch that ran everyone there and would do the ceremonies for all the people there and so forth. But she was, so there were voodoo queens everywhere, but she was like called the voodoo queen. Like, she was the one in New Orleans. She was high yellow. Maybe why I admire her.
You have a chance.
She was a third each African, Native American, and white, which is pretty much what I am. So again, maybe I'm her son.
You're gonna have to kill a chicken, Dave, just for religious purposes.
I've killed plenty of nuggets in my day.
Where's the nugget located? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, really? Yeah. There's only two nuggets.
Why do you think they call him Kid Nugget?
All right. Bites them off.
Right.
Just fucking destroy them nuggets.
That's right. I used to destroy nuggets. The only thing that they could find for any proof of actual employment for her, other than being a voodoo queen, was that she had a license to import liquor into Louisiana. Because I guess if you're a voodoo queen and you're selling a bunch of rum to people, you might as well just get a fucking license. Just buy that shit direct. Like, there's no reason to go to a liquor store. But she... One of the reasons she gained as much power as she did is she would encourage everyone in and around Louisiana to attend the regular Christian church. And she was one of the big figures that tied voodoo to Christianity in the States. So all the mainstream churches and all the sort of white slave owners appreciated what she did, because she was getting the slaves to have a religion that they could kind of gel with. They
think that was tactical on her part, though?
I think it was. The more I read about her, the more I think she was very cunning and she knew exactly what she was doing.
Right.
And she would like if there was someone that was wealthy that came to her, she would charge them a fucking big fat fee to perform a ritual. Yeah, and if there was somebody who was
charged for liquor in the rear,
right? If there was somebody who was poor, she would basically do the ceremony for free. Which again, I think was probably just good marketing because you're going to have 100 or 200 people at this ceremony that you're doing. They're all drinking liquor. They're all getting whooped up. And when they need some voodoo, they're going to come to you and you're going to charge them. So it's like she had a spectrum of how she would do it. She ended up having like a famous, like one of the largest voodoo rituals in the United States that was at a place called Lake Pontchartrain. And there were potentially hundreds or thousands of people in attendance over several days. And they still like meet up annually down there to celebrate her. And the myths about her were that she would sit in a throne and she had a snake called Le Grand Zombie that she would put on, take off all of her clothes, and she would dance with around the fire. And she would put on bullshit voodoo ceremonies in front of the white people in the middle of New Orleans so they could say, oh, look, the Negroes are having a ceremony.
Right.
But then she would do the real stuff, quote unquote, when they weren't around. So, and she would charge white audiences to come and watch a voodoo ceremony while she was charging people to do the voodoo ceremony.
See?
And then, but there was also a lot of people say she was a hairdresser.
What the fuck?
And like that was one of her main forms of income as well. And as a hairdresser, she knew everybody's dirt. Like she would listen to gossip about these people. So she knew more psychology. She could manipulate people more. So, I mean, the more I read about her, I was like, she was really good at what she did. She was like, I think she was like one part televangelist.
Just conning it up.
Yeah. She was like hooking it up and she was, and you can still like, it's still a big thing. And her daughter was like the next giant voodoo queen. It said that she had 15 children and only two of them survived to adulthood and they were both daughters. It's not a very good
Jesus. God. You'd think you'd be praying to them gods a little bit.
Yeah, like maybe so. But yeah, she would have rituals that had simulated orgies where everybody was drinking rum and naked.
Apparently some real orgies happened. Yeah, she had 15
that
kids.
That was happening as well.
Yeah.
So I think she was probably like the taboo public face of voodoo, so all the white people could go and watch these like safe by day orgies because it was just, you know, them darkies doing their voodoo and they could kind of watch it and like go home and feel better about their Christian white selves or whatever. But then at night she would also do the voodoo ceremonies for ex-slaves and slaves and people in Louisiana and all kinds of stuff. But she was kind of the main voodoo figure that was out there. I don't know if you guys saw much about her or knew anything about her.
Who are we talking about again?
Yeah, what's that?
I have no idea.
Brent has been staring at his phone for the last 5 minutes.
I was trying to finish reading this voodoo joke, but it's so long. That's what she said.
What's the joke?
I don't know. It was about the Pope.
It's
it was such a good merger. Something about the Pope calling one of the kids up and saying one of the altar boys, and he was like, "Hey, I heard one of the other priests touched you inappropriately," and he was like, "It's true, Pope, he did," and he held up a voodoo doll to the boy and said, "Show me where they touched you." See, he's gonna poke him in the wiener because he's a voodoo doll, the kid, so he touched his wiener. See, that's why I didn't read the joke because I wasn't done.
There's probably more to it than that.
I think I'm missing some parts.
Yeah,
the nuggets.
Yeah,
you're missing the nuggets.
Timing's all wrong, man. Exactly. I wasn't ready yet.
Thought so what did you have about the slave revolt while we're still back in slave days?
I really don't know a ton about it, but it was significant, though. I thought you were going to be all over it.
With the Haitian Revolution?
Yeah, there was... Where's it at? See, you get me again, man, when I ain't ready. It's right here. Haitian Revolution. Yeah, there was a huge, like one of the most famous ceremonies happened in 1791 or something, I think it was.
Between 1791 and 1804.
Yeah, they sacrificed a black pig, if that's significant. And they worked up such a frenzy that they actually...
I think that was the first cop that they sacrificed.
Black lives matter, even
they
black,
do.
Black cop
even,
lives
yeah,
matter.
Yeah, even back then.
But they actually, that's where Haiti came from. It originated from that revolt at that point in time.
Oh,
they declared independence, and they were actually only the second state or nation, whatever you refer to them as, to declare independence against Europe after the United States. So it was kind of a big deal.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, and so, but no one recognized it, and they were kind of like the Cuba of the day. Like there was no, there was a sort of an embargo. There was trade.
Yeah, and it was the first Black People's Republic.
Yeah, and so, but they suffered economically and agriculturally, everything.
Still do.
Because, because everyone kind of looked down upon it. It was like, we started the game and took off and tried to make America, and then they fucking pulled that shit. And they actually had to pay like reparations to France for the lost slaves. Like they had to pay for themselves to
That's
France.
That's crazy.
Like
we're leaving you guys.
Yeah, like, and so it took them.
Well, you gotta pay.
You still gotta pay.
Yeah, they had to take out, they had to pay, they had to buy themselves basically. They said, okay, we'll recognize this, but you owe us for all the lost slaves. And they had to pay like, I don't know, some ungodly fucking amount. They had to take out huge debts. And I think it is a part of why they're still suffering, because they started out rough. You know what I mean? And then the cholera and the fucking lynching of the priest, man.
And here, it just dawns on me right now, like, Haiti and the Dominican Republic are the same island. Mm-hmm. So how come when the earthquake hit, like, no one gave a shit about the Dominican
Republic? Haiti got hit.
Like, that's the Dominican Republic must have got its ass kicked just as bad as fucking Haiti did.
Yeah, but one, the other thing is, why are Dominican Republic so much better at baseball?
They must just have a better infrastructure. I mean, Haiti was probably just fucking shacks and fucking shit that all collapsed.
Or the MLB took care of the Dominican Republic. Just Red Cross. Red Cross, you go ahead and take care of these fuckers over here. We'll take care of our boys.
No one gave a shit about Haiti.
I was trying to find that compensation to France, but I don't see it.
It was 1,000 drachmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of drachmas.
A lot of drachmas because they're hard to find.
They are hard to find. Yeah, it's a lot of drachmas. And the other thing, like I don't think you can talk about voodoo without talking about the voodoo zombie. And I know we talked about the voodoo zombie way, way back when.
That movie Serpent and the Rainbow.
Yeah, when we talked about like our zombie episode.
That's allegedly a true story, right? On Serpent and the Rainbow?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's horrifying.
It's allegedly. I mean, there are parts of it that are definitely true. So the story is a professor of anthropology named Wade Davis, super huge reputation. He like works for National Geographic, full tenured professor, etc. And his best-selling book was The Serpent and the Rainbow, but he wrote other books about the same thing. So his research had him investigating cultures that used psychoactive drugs in their rituals. Like that was his area of focus. So this was in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
But before that, before he did it, so going even farther back in time to 1962, a Haitian man named Clarivius Narcisse, great fucking name, was pronounced dead by two doctors after weeks of a mysterious fever. His corpse was identified by two of his sisters. They were like, yep, that's definitely him. They buried him. And that's that, right? 18 years later, in 1980, one of the two sisters that actually identified the body was at a market, and a guy came walking up to her all like in a daze and dirty and fucked up, and it was her brother who she saw dead, buried, did the whole thing. And his story was that he had been resurrected by a witch doctor who enslaved him on a sugar plantation for all of this time.
Oh, he could talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so this whole thing came out and he made certain amounts of news and so forth. And a doctor, a physician in the United States named Nathan Klein, thought that a drug was responsible for Narcisse's experience, and thought that if there is a drug, if some like voodoo priest witch doctor knows how to make a drug that can do this and like erase this guy's memory or make him not know what he's doing or appear dead enough for two physicians to sign off on the death certificate, that this could be used for, you know, anesthesia. It could be like there could be great medical benefits for this thing. And he sends, because he knows nobody's going to fucking talk to his white doctor. Dr. Ass. He sends Wade Davis down because he already knows people down there as an anthropologist. So Wade Davis goes down trying to find.
To be fair, they had shitty physicians, though. They just like held yarn over your nose. And if it didn't move,
that's true.
Yeah, they're dead.
He's not breathing, man.
he's dead, man.
Hey, man, no air.
So Davis goes down there and he ends up talking to people and they say that it's not a sorcery or a spell or whatever, which was like the common myth. They say that the Bakor, which is the name of like the witch doctor, the priest, whatever.
Tupac Bakor.
That's what the name came from. They would develop a poison or a drug that they would administer to people that would make them turn into zombies. So Wade Davis goes on to this like quest to find what this drug is, who can make it, get a sample. Like this is what he sets out to do.
Yeah, it's meth.
Yeah, it's meth. He came from Hitler. But he meets a guy named Max Bouvier, who was named the Pope of Voodoo. And like I talked about the fact that there wasn't really a central church, but apparently 6,000 voodoo priests in Haiti all answered to him.
Who calls him the Pope of Voodoo?
That was the name. That was his name in Haiti. That was what people called him. Apparently he just died a couple of years ago.
You think they can't make up their own name?
Like, fuck that.
They got to use the Pope?
I'm the Black Pope. Fuck that.
All right.
Wade Davis meets Max Bouvier. Max Bouvier puts him in touch with people who supposedly had been zombies and came out of it. And they end up getting him 4 samples of voodoo powder from 4 different, I don't know how to pronounce it, Hongans, which are the priests.
They test the shit on a dog? How scary is that?
So he gets four samples of the voodoo powder. And he has them all analyzed, and there's one thing, like there's all kinds of shit in all of them, but there were 4 key ingredients that all 4 of them had. One was human remains.
That's not an active ingredient.
So
we can mark that off.
You can mark off the human remains.
That's an active ingredient.
Another one was the Hyla tree frog. Which secretes an irritating but not deadly substance from its skin.
Toxin, yeah.
A marine toad called the Bofu marinus.
I guess it could be an active ingredient. They could have like pulled like fucking growth hormone or something.
Who knows? That's true.
What the remain is.
So a marine toad that has numerous toxic substances, but again, they're not toxic enough to kill anybody. Right. And the pufferfish. Mm-hmm. Which contains a deadly neurotoxin called tetrodotoxin. Mm-hmm. And that was what everybody thought was the key ingredient, was the tetrodotoxin that came from pufferfish. But they couldn't rule out the other stuff because it was a combination of all these chemicals. And that's what all of them had. And they said that the TTX, the main thing was they now call it tetrodotoxin zombification. And when they looked at TTX chemically, it blocks sodium channels in the neural membrane and it produces numbness, slurred speech, paralysis. It can kill you if there's too much of it, obviously. And it can also create a trance-like or mental slave state where while you're on it, you do whatever people tell you to do.
I actually saw a thing. There was like a study and there was 2 participants. One of them, Jenny Walker, and the other one was Teddy Powell. They gave one of them voodoo powder and the other one placebo. Uh-huh. They both sucked dicks for 3 days until they passed out. And it turns out that Jenny had the actual voodoo drug and Teddy Powell just had the placebo. And he still sucked dicks for three days. He just had the fever.
That's all.
Jenny had an excuse. But Teddy Powell just had the placebo. And
Jenny had an excuse, but she would have did it anyway.
I heard about Jenny,
Jenny, she's just Jenny from the block.
That's right.
Yeah.
Teddy Powell, though.
Teddy.
And
secrets, like, Teddy.
And like most podcasts, we value our patrons by talking about how much dick they suck.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jenny.
And
thanks,
they Jenny. Suck a lot of dick. And that's just 2 of them.
Yeah, that's right. So he ends up like, and he writes the book, The Serpent and the Rainbow, about all this shit that he did. It ends up getting turned into a film, even though it really doesn't line up with the book. They like,
it's like a white guy in a motorcycle accident or some shit.
I just had a fucking light bulb. Like if I'm serial killing, like I'm getting the voodoo powder.
Oh, yeah. That's good shit. If you're
serial killing. It's probably hard to come by.
You just make it.
Someone's just gonna give
I just
some
gave
bullshit.
You the ingredients. Yeah. And it said that the other ones had all kinds of
I'll
stuff.
I'll go find like, the marine said, frog yeah. at the like, pet store.
He
right
said one teaspoon of the Boba Fett fucking marinus. What was it? The Boba Fett
That's
marinus.
Right, Boba Fett marinus.
Yeah. And but it said that half cup of the fucking what's the other one?
Pufferfish.
Well, no, you can't use that much of the pufferfish.
The okay. Hyla tree frog.
Hyla tree frog. Yeah, high yellow tree frog.
The high yellow tree frog.
And then Mrs. Puff. You only need like yep. like probably like
little
just
Mrs.
A,
little yeah. Mr. Butterworth in there.
Yeah.
Little, yep. Some syrup.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
But it said that the other ingredients included like a rough bark. And even like beach sand and ground glass.
Yeah, man.
Because they said that the powder wasn't consumed. It was rubbed onto so, your skin.
Oh, yeah, so abrasive.
It had to yeah. be abrasive to penetrate the skin. And then the chemicals yeah. would get into your
out?
Skin. I don't know.
They're like, here, let me give you this Indian burn.
Dude. Right. But they had the shit. That
Some
was
guy was
they,
just doing some bullshit. He's like, yeah, just no, wait for it. It'll happen.
Yeah.
And it did. He's like, oh.
But it went into your arm and my hand.
Yeah, that's the
we're just both
that's
fucked
the
up.
Problem.
So whoever gives us the dick sucking command first, like it's
and a lot of people criticized him because
really
they well no they criticized him because they said that some of his methods weren't scientific, the way he collected the samples, all this different stuff. But to which he replied, I'm a fucking anthropologist. I'm dealing with people who don't trust any of us, and I managed to get samples of this stuff. Yeah. But the other criticism came from the fact that apparently, and I don't know the details, as part of his investigation and his research, he and some other voodoo person illegally dug up the corpse of a recently dead child.
Nice.
Yikes.
So he had to get fucking down and dirty in order to get samples of the fucking voodoo zombie powder.
That's what they gotta do.
But that was so and you know, and he even says like a lot of his initial findings that he said in The Serpent and the Rainbow he thinks weren't accurate, and he kind of recants some of the stuff, but he still firmly believes in this chemical. He believes that it can fucking zombify somebody, make them open to suggestion. If you continue to give it to somebody, they could just sort of stay in this trance-like state endlessly. And again, this is the idea of the big good angel and the little good angel. This chemical is supposedly overriding your little good angel and taking away your will and your.
What episode did we talk about that? Because they were giving it to people and getting them to like go to ATMs and take out all their money. Is that the same thing that we talked about?
Might have been. It was a long.
Does that sound
it was
familiar?
The zombie episode.
No, that's why.
That
yeah.
was Scientology.
No. Solid joke, sir. That was good. tricking them to get all their money.
And the other thing that I found interesting with the voodoo is I put some connections together that I think the voodoo child, who's famously sung about by Jimi Hendrix, mm-hmm. was Gary Coleman.
Quite possibly true.
Voodoo child. I see
saw this too.
Here. Yeah, he's black.
Yep.
I heard he killed the fuck out of chickens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He probably has plantations of voodoo slaves doing his nefarious bidding.
Mm.
Like that's, I mean, I think the voodoo child, I think that's what Hendrix was singing about.
Makes
with Gary
sense.
Coleman.
I'm going to go back sense. And listen to the lyrics tonight.
I don't know the lyrics offhand, but I'm really curious if there's any lyrics that
I think
we
he
could...
stands up next to a mountain and chops it down with the edge of his hand.
That sounds like Coleman.
Yeah.
That's the type of raw power he has.
It is.
That's, yeah. That's, yeah.
Do you have the lyrics there, Brad?
Stand up next to a mountain and chop it down with the edge of his hand.
Yeah. Damn, yeah. dude. That got Coleman written yeah. all over it.
I'm a voodoo child. Yep. Voodoo child, baby.
Yep.
Yeah, Lord knows I'm a voodoo child. I'm thinking about it. He just says that over.
It's a very
over.
Short. It's a lot of.
I was
a
like,
lot of
I was like trying to scroll yeah. down, and I'm like, wow, like, no more that's scrolling. It. It's like two paragraphs.
Because fucking, that's a mic drop. You chop down the edge of a mountain with your fucking hand or whatever.
Can, that's it.
Yeah.
What, and my
you need,
guitar.
You need say no more.
Right.
You just chopped a fucking mountain down right. with the fucking karate chop. Why are you going to talk about anything else?
Yeah, it talks about taking up all your sweet time.
Yeah.
But he gives it back to you one of these days. That's the voodoo powder.
No, that's it's the time. Taking up all your time. Time travel.
Yeah, and I give it back to you one of these days, yeah. or the voodoo powder. You know, they get
know.
You zombied out.
So thoughts on voodoo. What do you guys think?
I think that, obviously, speaking of Teddy Powell and placebo and sucking dicks, placebo effect obviously is a thing.
Right.
And I think a lot of people probably may have been healed by crazy voodoo shit, and maybe it has helped some people, but it's probably... caused a lot of financial stress to fucking people. I think a lot of chickens died innocently. I hope they cook them after they eat them or after they kill
them. Well, I think about I think about a witch doctor from any area, right? And I mean, or a shaman or whatever you would want to say. I mean,
always pick the alternate tomato, tomato.
They're gonna
shaman, shaman,
but they're gonna have
gaiman.
I mean, they had knowledge of how to heal people,
right?
Like using herbal remedies, using all kinds of stuff. I mean, we've talked about it before. If you look at the pharmaceutical industry, I mean, all the fucking opiate drugs are based on the poppy, mm-hmm. You know, aspirin is based on white willow bark.
That's what I was gonna say. Do you think some of it was showmanship so that they could keep the mystery and retain their power? Like, maybe they knew if they gave him aspirin, their fucking headache would go away. But they're like, it's because I killed this chicken and did all this crazy shit that you can't do with my rattlesnake fucking rattle.
I think it's
really, it was just the aspirin, you know?
You're still getting a religion and you're still, I mean, when you see the voodoo ceremonies and they're all fucking dancing and singing and fucking juking and jiving around the fire and whatever, I mean, it comes from this African tradition of singing and religion and like fucking getting into it and whatever. I mean, it's mm-hmm. still to this day in a black church, you get that same vibe, you get that same feeling. So I mean, I know that showmanship is definitely part of it. That's how you appeal to people. That's how, I think it's also like, if we're,
that's
like,
why they pour one out for their homie.
Right. But even in the States, like if you're a fucking slave and your life is just complete fucking misery, and like the one part of the week where the master isn't forcing you to work is that you can go to church and you can fucking like dance around a fire and do this half voodoo, half Christian, like, and there's fucking rum. Like that's like, you're into it. Like that's, and it's going to be really easy. I think it would be easy to manipulate you. And obviously I didn't look into the use of these drugs a lot, but the fact that Wade Davis's main research was on cultures that use psychoactive drugs in their rituals, and that's why he already knew Haitian mm-hmm. voodoo priests in the first place. That's why the doctor sent him down specifically, because he was looking at the drugs that they would give people as psychoactive mm-hmm. compounds. So, I mean, we've got these people who can make psychoactive, they know to get that fucking toad and to do this thing and mix it with this to get this one medicinal effect. So they definitely had some knowledge, but yeah, I don't know. As a religion goes, I think it's less batshit crazy than a lot of religions.
I think it's actually one of the cooler religions for sure. The mystique around it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty dope.
Yeah. So I was, like I said, I didn't know the different parts of the spirit that were in the body. I didn't know.
And let's be honest, who cares?
Right. I didn't know about the spirits. Like I knew they prayed to spirits, but I didn't know they were like specific. This one does this and this one does that. I thought it was just generic.
I'm always surprised.
Kind of Norse, you know,
like when we look into anything, I'm always like, we have a preconceived thing that you think mm-hmm. about something.
Well, it's you've already been shown it on TV. You've watched it all your life. You've seen movies with it, you know, and then you read up on the actual history of it and you're like, oh, okay. It's not really what's been portrayed by Hollywood, you know, which it never is.
And I'm sure if you had a voodoo priest from the middle of the Ivory Coast and you had a voodoo priest from Haiti and a voodoo priest from fucking New Orleans, they are going to be three completely different beasts.
We should have just awkwardly Skyped one in. That'd have been awesome.
They have the same accent, though. They're like, yeah, man.
The one in the video that I saw was she was white. I think she was really.
You can't do that.
I think she was like the highest of high yellows.
I saw a thing last night. I was about something when I was trying to look for it. There was something called cake soap. Have you seen that? It's a practice that Jamaicans are doing to bleach their skin. And this fucking dude, it was like the before and after. He was a white dude when he was done. What? I mean, he looked fucking weird, but he just looked like a white dude.
Yeah,
it's weird. Look it up. I'm probably quoting that wrong. I think it was called cake soap. I'm not tricking anyone. Dave's looking at me like I'm pulling.
I am. I'm looking at you like this is
pure. It was something
bullshit.
About Jamaican skin bleaching.
No, it is. Yeah, cake soap.
Cake soap. There you go. And I was like, whoa. Yeah, it's crazy, right? And I just came across it trying to do research.
Oh, he's able to get some tattoos when he got done. That's nice.
Full color ones.
Maybe he just used the cake soap around certain areas to keep this dark skin.
Cake soap does sound like some bukkake. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Shit. I don't know what's going on with the cake soap.
Do you guys have any Tree of Trust? Am I doing sponsors? What are we doing?
Oh, we do have
sponsors. I've got some patrons, but I'll chat them out next time.
Okay. Oh, you can get cake soap on Etsy.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're Jamaican and you want to be white,
right there, man.
Oh, that's just cake soap. That's just soap that looks like cake.
This is the cake soap right there, man.
That's not the Jamaican fucking Michael Jackson crazy soap.
No, there. You see that guy?
Yeah, look at that. Whoa, that's fucking crazy.
He looks so much better.
He looks like Meg Ryan because he's white, but his lips are huge.
Meg Ryan.
She got collagen a whole lot.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, she did have funny lips on.
She pumped them up, man.
She had fishtails.
Fishtails? What's that?
Fishtails, the...
That's how your lips look? Is that a thing or is that a Brad thing?
I don't know. That's what it looks like to me.
That's a Brad thing. She's like, Now Brad's, or Dave's
Scooby-Doo,
all...
yeah.
He's all entitled over there. He's got big Steven Tyler impression head.
We were talking about big lips.
Oh, all right. That's fair. That's fair.
You have to bring up Steven Tyler with big lips.
Yeah.
He's getting old.
You wait for it, Dave. Don't you dare just inject that without us asking for it. We will call on you.
I won't inject anything in your lips.
You do for a black man. Ooh. You got really thin lips there, buddy.
Well,
very, very
downstairs.
Underwhelming. Underwhelming.
Me and Dave went camping one time. It was shared showers. I saw it. Lips are thin. Downstairs, thick. Yeah.
His lips downstairs are thick.
Yeah. That's huge.
Right. Huge.
I think he pumped before he got in the shower.
Massive meat curtains down there.
It was weird. I didn't know what to make of it. Yeah. It looked like a sea animal. It
looks like a theater.
It was a sea creature. Like,
you thought people were going to perform if he spread his legs?
The downstairs orange fro was the craziest part, though.
Yeah.
My sheenus.
Yeah.
Sheenus.
Looked like a fish clown down there.
A fish clown?
I don't know why I'm laughing at this.
Because it's true, Dave. Okay, it's awkward. Sometimes, it's uncomfortable. What else can you do, right? You can't run away right now. Yeah. All right. Sponsors or what? Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, after that.
After that? After Dave's genitalia or fish clown? Yeah. Thank you, Elia Kateko.
Speaking of genitalia.
Yeah, speaking of genitalia, if you like hot sauce, you should check out Elia Kateko hot sauce. You can go to their website. It's eliakateko.com. They have a gear store. You can buy shirts and all kinds of cool stuff on there. And if you do, post it and show us, because I'm curious if anyone ever went and bought anything on there. Mm-hmm. I send you stuff from there, but did anyone go buy anything? I saw people buy stuff on Amazon, like the crazy little bottles that you can't get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you guys impressed that fucking Terry Presley actually made a liquid cooled machine last week out of Elia Kateko and it really went through the pump? Mm-hmm. He got back to me and said there was a hole in the bottom of the bottle and it was actually a closed system. He drilled through the glass bottle. With what?
I mean... I guess
you're unimpressed.
I just don't have them. Like, that's just too much time.
That's kind of think it's fucking dope.
Yeah, he's stayed up all night. No, though. I mean it's
it's a little tweakerish though. And now the new guy's heroin guy this week, whatever his name was.
Yeah,
I have to look back up.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah, he's he's a closed system. He'll be a closed system pumping that L you take up through his heart.
Yeah,
I wonder if that would kill you if you really did that.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Can't be.
Seems
good.
So certain. You're not a fucking doctor.
So use code SOFAKING to save some money on hot sauce. Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. You can go to their website, printdirtcheap.com. Also use code SOFAKING to save some money. Apparently someone went there and bought stickers, and somebody bought a bunch of coffee mugs from Digital Creations last week. So thank you for using
they got our coffee mugs cheaper.
Yeah. They just did our logos. They're undercutting
$5.99. Yeah, they're undercutting our shit.
Bastards. They have all our logos. They could totally do that. Don't try that, you bastards.
We have the same mug. Same
I'm sending
thing.
An email right now, you sons of bitches. Know. Don't even try it. So thank you for using our sponsor. Someone actually just messaged me about Daily on Graphics, and I got another one about digital as to whether or not they could do that. I don't know why they messaged me. You could message the sponsors. I do give their information out weekly.
Yeah, they are a company, and they do the work.
Right.
So also check out Daily on Graphics. They make our shirts and koozies. To all of the people who ordered the UFO shirts, we have the blanks. They're about to be made. I made quantity counts last night. So thank you for ordering those, and they will be shipping out soon. Yep.
Post up your pictures when you get them to make everybody else jealous. If you didn't, you can't get them. I'm absolutely over. Making it. They're not being printed again.
We're not going
to
break. Yeah.
So we will have another shirt soon.
Yeah. We have some other plans. Yeah. So check out Daily on Graphics with an X. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you to Digital Creations. You can also find them at digital.bakersfield.creations on Facebook. And they're also on Instagram. Thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com. And he does sell instructional DVDs and gis and booty shorts and other apparel there. So check them out. And thank you to all of our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's what I got on that. You gonna save something this time? You save it for next time?
I'm saving mine for next time.
I'll save mine.
I thought you were just going to awkwardly talk shit to him real hard or tell him that you went on a date with him and watched him fuck through mini blinds. It was one of the two to be sure.
That happened, but I'm not going to talk about it. Things went south.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Not in a good way.
Yeah.
Went bad. All right. So if you didn't know about voodoo, now you do.
Biatch.
Yeah. Biatch. Don't be retarded.
Chose me, so I hit the track running like a nosebleed. Life ain't great now, but it's much improved. Your album dropping this summer, that sucks for you, cause this is Bubba's moment. I put my mother on it. I said my mama, it seems as if I love her, don't it? So buckle up, cause it's gonna get bumpy. I call my girlfriends Bettys and my grumpies. That Bubba talk got you open wide. I giggle outside the booth, but ain't no joke inside. This is complicated, at least to y'all it is. Just let me sell 50 million, then I'll call it quits. But until that day, y'all in deep do. I never once saw you cranking, cause I just sleep through you. What you need to do is just admit you love me. The South has always been dirty, but now it's getting ugly. Don't get the wrong idea. My ego's getting bigger with every song I hear. Cause y'all been bullshit, spin that booty chatter. I here for 2 days and came with something that truly matters. On goes the saga of Bubba's plight. She won't see tomorrow if I don't cut tonight. That's just my mood now. I hate it came to this. How else can I say it? I don't speak no other languages. I'm fairly ripped now. So this the Jimmy talking. You hear that beat, don't you? That's just Timmy talking. Go ahead, throw them bowls. Break a bottle. Let's be honest, none of us will ever date a model. So let's just cut it loose, ignore the repercussions. If you scared, then just forget what we discussing. This that new South, take a picture of me, cause I'm a legend, and this is getting ugly. Is jumping, ain't it something? What makes it special? This whole moment came from nothing. Now you see in triples. I bet you tonight. Lames hide your wallets, hating brawls, clutching purses tight. If you ain't trying to live, you with the wrong crowd. And if you feeling brave, then better sport that thong proud. And if you finally breathing, then sing this song loud. I'm glad I got you. I know you had a long drought. Don't worry about the law, they can't arrest us all. I had to crank it, couldn't have done nothing less for y'all. Forget your inhibitions, I wanna see you wildin'. And if Bubba dies tonight, he was smiling.
Come on, Bubba, let's go.